look at it all, but read through Joshua. What did God say about the Canaanites? Don't have any part with them. Don't have any part with them. As a matter of fact, he said, I'll drive them out. And we're going to see why God said not to have any part with them, okay? The religion, next line there, blank line, the religion of the Canaanites was characterized by polytheism, okay? We are monotheistic. We believe in one God, amen? The Canaanites were polytheistic, many gods, okay? When we look at Egypt and Exodus, many gods. Today, if you were to go to India, very hard to win people in India to Christ because they don't mind, quote-unquote, receiving Christ as one of their other 50 million gods that they have. They just kind of put him up there with all the rest. No, no, he's the only Savior, amen? He's the only one. But here, it was characterized by polytheism, degradation, and immorality. Okay, the religion of the Canaanites was characterized by polytheism, degradation, and immorality. Let me read the next quote from Unger's Bible Dictionary, tremendous Bible dictionary. If you love to study your Bible, probably outside of my Bible, Pastor John, the book I use the most is Unger's Bible Dictionary. And it says here, the virile monotheistic faith of the Hebrews was continually in peril of contamination from the lewd nature worship with immoral gods, prostitute goddesses, serpents, cultic doves, and bulls. El, the head of the pantheon, was the hero of sordid escapades and crimes. This was this high priest of the Canaanite religion. Okay? Nothing godly about the Canaanites, okay? And so it's very important in the principle of first mention to understand that Sodom starts out on the border of the Canaanites. On the border, the start of Sodom. Let's look, number two, if we could, at the sins of Sodom. The sins of Sodom. Why don't you go just over a page, Genesis chapter 13, look at verse number 13. Thank you for this water, Brother Tom. Genesis 13, 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. God does not put adverbs in to fill space. He put the word exceedingly in there. Because they weren't just wicked and they weren't just sinners. They were exceedingly wicked and exceedingly sinful. Jump over to chapter 18, verse 20. See another verse here. Here after God commends Abraham, a tremendous verse in verse 19 of chapter 18, how he'll command his house and he'll keep the way of the Lord. But then in verse 20 it says, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great and because their sin is very grievous. Very grievous. So we're going to look at the sins of Sodom. The ways of the Canaanites, looking at your lesson sheet, had obviously influenced Sodom. Can I just say this, and I'm sure Pastor John has preached this, I've preached it before, we'll preach it again. When you get on the borderline with sin, it's going to affect you. When you start getting close to sin, you'll start smelling like sin, spiritually speaking. It always happens. It always happens. You pet sin, you may think it looks good now, but you've got a tiger by the tail. I'll tell you that right now. And so what happened, obviously, was the ways of the Canaanites influenced Sodom. On your outline, what were some of the sins of Sodom? The first one, and the most important one, in the context of Jude, is apostasy. Apostasy. That is the first and most important sin of Sodom that we're looking at here tonight. Okay, and I have a couple quotes here about apostasy. We've looked at one of these. Apostasy is subtle rejection of the essentials while maintaining the outward form of belief. An apostate looks at revealed truth. He's not acting in ignorance. He sees the truth. He knows the message of truth, and he turns from it. You say, but wait a second. Pastor, Sodom didn't have the Bible. I actually have a book called Sodom Had No Bible. That's very, very true. I want you to go over to Romans chapter 1, if you would. And I want you to notice something that every man has. You often, as you go out soul winning and you talk to people, Brother Heath, they'll say, well, what about the heathen in Africa that doesn't have the Bible? And it's a legitimate question. A lot of times it's just to stir debate, just to stir up strife, just because they don't want you there, but they want you to think they're intelligent, and so they got to come up with some question to ask you. I want you to look at verse 20 of chapter 1. Something that we all have. It says, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Listen, every one of us looks around, unless he's had it educated out of him. Amen? That's the only way you can look around and not see God, is to have it educated out of you. Listen, there's a reason why the heathen worship God. They don't worship our God. Amen. There's a reason why they look up and say there's a God. We have a universe of order. Amen. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west every day. Every day. Every day, 24 hours long. Every day, 365 days a year. God is a God of order. Amen. The seasons, they come. God's a God of order. So this first sin that the Sodomites were guilty of was the sin of apostasy. Another quote here from Max Koter, great quote, as clearly stated in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 32, when men who once knew God fail to glorify Him, they become vain in their reasoning, their foolish hearts are darkened, then God gives them up to uncleanness, vile affections, and a reprobate mind. This was true in Sodom, and I say amen. Amen. Next line there. This is the root, and the sins that follow are the fruit. See, apostasy, when you reject God and you fail to glorify Him as God, you are capable of the most vile, the most degrading, the most immoral sins that any man has ever thought of. That's the apostate. So the first sin of Sodom is apostasy. The second, and probably the most prevalent one, the one we know most about, and I'll be delicate here tonight, we've got young ears, we've got a mixed crowd, but open homosexuality. Open homosexuality was a sin of Sodom. Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. Go there with me. And we'll also be looking at Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. You say, is that a sin, Pastor? Yes, it is. But I have a friend in school that's that way, or I have a relative that's that way. It does not change the Word of God. Amen. And by the way, can I say this? We can have a firm stand and a sweet spirit. Amen? There's a whole group out of a place called Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas. They are the most ugly, cantankerous, quote-unquote, Christians. They are awful. It's on CD. They are awful. I would say this, their attitudes are ungodly. Their slogan is, God hates fags. Listen to me. There's nothing Christian about that. Nothing Christian about that kind of an attitude towards folks like that. Listen, God loves those people. God loves them. He died for them. He shed His blood for the most vile offender. Who are we to push them away from God? Hey, listen, we can stand firm, and we do. Amen. The Word of God is against this grievous sin. We can have a sweet spirit. And you know where it all boils down? Prayer. Prayer. Praying for those people. I have a relative that's a lesbian. My aunt, love her to death. She knows where I stand. She knows what the Word of God says. And I'm praying she'll come out of that lifestyle. But listen, it's not going to be because I got in her face and told her what's what. Amen? Hey, listen, we can stand firm and have a sweet spirit. Open homosexuality. Genesis chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. Look at it here. This is one of the sins of Sodom. The angels came into town and Lot said, come in and abide with me. He said, no, we'll stay out in the street. He said, no, you've got to come in. Verse 4, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. Imagine that. What did they come for? Verse 5, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. Know them. Go back to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. You say, Pastor, they just wanted to get to know them. Oh no, you missed it. You got to study the Bible line upon line, precept upon precept. Same word, chapter 4, verse 1. And Adam knew his wife Eve. And she, what's the next word, class? She conceived. They were interested in committing a lewd act with these angels. Open homosexuality. Go to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9, please. Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 9. I know we're not going to get through this tonight. It's already 8 o'clock. Amen. That's all right, though. It's Bible study. Amen. Bible study sometimes is slow, and that's all right. You want to study it. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. Look at it now. What an incredible verse this is. It says, the show of their countenance doth witness against them. They declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul. Isn't that the day we live in, ladies and gentlemen? We live in the day of come out of the closet. We live in the day of quote unquote gay pride parades. No shame. No shame whatsoever. I'm going to tell you, it's still a sin. It's still a sin. And as long as I have breath in my lungs and red blood flowing through my veins from this pulpit, we will call it sin. It is sin. The word fornication on your outline, the word fornication is translated from the Greek word ek pornuo. Okay, you know that middle word, pornuo, which means to be utterly unchaste. Not something you'd like to have said about you. Or to give oneself over to fornication. The root word is pornuo, okay, which we recognize that word. It's our root word for pornography, okay, which means to act the harlot, to indulge unlawful lust, or to practice idolatry, to commit fornication. This word, fornication, this is God's umbrella word for sexual sin. It encompasses so many things. See, this is one problem in our American legal system where we've classified two different things. Fornication is lewdness between two people that aren't married. And adultery has to do with a person that's married and perhaps a person that's not. But listen, God's umbrella word for sin, intimacy beyond the bounds of marriage is fornication. It includes so many things, including homosexuality. Now, next line here. Sodomy is still a grievous sin against the Creator. And again, I am trying to be as delicate as I can, ladies and gentlemen, about this. But listen, we are created. Amen? And we are created. Things that God gives us things in our body that are created for certain functions. Thank God for that. Amen. I believe in a Creator and I'm glad. But listen, this sin is a slap in the face against the Creator who created us. It's a slap in the face. I want you to look. Let's look at these scriptures. It's important that you know where these scriptures are. And we'll just close with this tonight. We'll close with this second point here. Go to Leviticus chapter number 18. You say, Pastor, I don't know what to say to somebody who's like this. I don't know what verses to use. Well, you know, get your pen out, get your pencil out, and look at some of these verses here. Leviticus chapter number 18, and look at verse number 22. Okay? Here God is dealing with several different relationships and sins. If you look at verse number 20, it says, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Molech. This was happening, and it happened before, especially under King Manasseh, literally sacrificing their babies to this pot-bellied god. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. So God here specifically prohibiting the sin of homosexuality. Go over just a chapter, chapter 20, verse 13. Chapter 20, verse number 13. Okay, again, as if God wasn't clear enough right there. He clears it up in verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman. Okay, now what is that, ladies and gentlemen? It's homosexuality. Both of them have committed an abomination. They shall be surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Okay? Now you will get this response. You will get, that's the Old Testament. That's what the Old Testament, we're not Israel. Okay? What did God say in the New Testament? Let's look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. By the way, if God said it once, He meant it. He meant it in Leviticus twice. He means it here in Romans. And He means it in Corinthians, where we'll look at it. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Again, a result of apostasy. What do you mean, Pastor? They knew God. They didn't glorify Him as God. Look at verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image made to corruptible man. Go down to verse number 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up, says it again, unto vile affections. Even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. Verse 27. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. Again, that's what the created anatomy that God gave us. God says here, they burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet or just or becoming of that error. See, that's what the New Testament says about homosexuality, ladies and gentlemen. Not a pretty picture. So when somebody gives you that, well, that's the Old Testament. Well, the New Testament's got quite a bit to say about it, too. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll be done with this. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. And again, please, listen, we're in the business of telling people about Christ. Christ is the only hope. You say, but it says there that God gave him up, but you don't know if He gave that person up or not, so why don't you just witness to him? Amen? You don't know. Only God knows who He gave up on and who He didn't. So we're supposed to go and tell. He gave us the command to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Even the ones that just make your skin crawl. Especially them. Amen? Especially them. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, there's that word, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, and here it is, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's homosexuality. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Is there any hope for the homosexual? Verse 11. Amen, amen, amen. And such were some of you. There was some at the church at Corinth that had been engaged in this wicked sin, but they got saved. Praise God for a soul-saving experience with Jesus Christ where you could say, such were some of you. You could go down that laundry list there. Nor thieves, such were some of you. nor covetous, such were some of you. Nor drunkard, such were some of you. Praise God that whatever we may have been, we're new creatures in Christ. You know what that tells me? That when they come and say, homosexuality is inborn, it's something you can't change, I say, phooey! Such were some of you. God can change anybody. God can change any heart that'll turn to Him in repentance and faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we'll pick up in sin number 3 next week and finish the second half of this lesson. Important Bible study, even as Sodom, to understand the sins of Sodom, the start of Sodom, and we'll look at next week our other 2 points. Father, we love